Hello?
Hi, this is Jacqueline with Emergency Roadside Assistance. You had requested for a jump start. I was just calling to get some information on where you're located so we can get that assistance to you.
Well, I'm at home, but maybe not until a little bit later. You know what I mean?
So you want to just call back later?
Would that be okay?
Yes, I can put a note here that you'll just be calling back in later.
Okay, because here's what I don't know if I talked to you yesterday or maybe one of your other coworkers. I went yesterday morning around 10:30 to go put gas in my car because I had an appointment and there wasn't a gas station on the way, so I thought I'd go and have the gas first and then go to Verizon, way out east in Rockford. And when I turned off the car to put the gas in, the car wouldn't start. And my Intoxilock, I have that in my car. It was saying power weak. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The unit, it was, when I blew in it, it said 0.00 and it said start car and it wouldn't let me start it. So when I talked to somebody from Intoxilock as I was walking back, it was almost an hour walk for me to go back to the gas station to try and see if, anyways, the lady from Intoxilock said I could try and get it jumped. Well, two different cars tried to help me jump the car and it didn't work. And finally, there somebody else that was at the gas station had a truck, probably a better battery, you know what I mean? And it started my car, but then still, when I got home from the gas station and I put my car, backed it into the garage, my garage, and it wouldn't let me start it again after I turned it off. You know what I mean? And tomorrow is work. And if my car doesn't start, I don't know. I think the battery is just weak from the Intoxilock thing, you know? It
Okay.
sucks the ba Doesn't it suck the battery bad?
I'm not sure. I've never had one.
Well, this is my first time ever having it. Way back in February, I had a DUI, and they made me put this unit in. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So you just want to, once you get back to the vehicle, you just want to give us a phone call to set up the service.
Because I don't know if it's just jumping, but if it starts, and if it doesn't start tomorrow before I go to work, I'm gonna have to take a bus to work. You know what I mean? But I don't know if I need a new battery, or could they, if somebody came, would they look at it?
If we request a jump start, they're going to come out and try to jump it. And if it doesn't jump, then you would need a tow. However, your plan is only one service every 72 hours. So one of those would be an out-of-pocket expense.
Okay, well, when I talked to one of your coworkers and she was going to, she said it would take about 45 minutes for somebody to get there yesterday. While I was on the phone with her, that's when the car started. So, I didn't have to have one of your individuals come out or somebody, from a different, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't know if it just keeps getting, you know what I did also when I was walking to the car, I did get a you have to I plugged it into my wall. It's a battery charger instead of a jumper cable, you know what I mean? So that
Yes.
if something like that happens, if I go to work to I can't keep having somebody jump it. It's this battery that I charged, it's a portable. That's what it, I just thought of the word portable. I'll have to, I just got up a little bit ago too, because when I did fill out that information, it was early, and then I laid down and, maybe later this afternoon.
Okay, yeah, you would just have to call us back in. Do you need the number?
Yeah, honey, please.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It is 888
888
521
521
7244.
7244. And what's your company's name again?
We're just a dispatch for emergency roadside assistance.
Okay, is this the NSD thing?
Yes.
I printed this out. Oh, I do see it. That, you know, sorry, I just lit my cigarette. Yes, 844. Oh, no, this is a different number.
Sometimes they like it to go through the insurance first and then it comes to us. But that's the number I gave you is our direct number.
Okay, so I'm just going to make a note after writing this that I'm just going to call it a jumper. You know what I mean? So I know jumper car. Just in case, so I know which phone number it is to call directly.
Okay. Yeah, just keep in mind that if the jump start doesn't work, you would have to probably tow it somewhere to get it fixed or maybe see what's wrong with it.
But your individuals wouldn't be able to see if it needs to be fixed, or would they?
Well, we don't send out like mobile mechanics. The service provider that's going to do the jump start, they, you know, could be nice and maybe assist you with that, but it's not something we send out for specifically. They would just try to do the jump start.
I'm just wondering if it just needs to have a new battery, but because of the Intoxilock, you know, it was, I had to drive to have it installed. So if it's not working at all, I would have to get it towed over there or something, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, in a couple of hours, I'll call you guys back.
Okay. No problem.
Well, you know, you've heard of Intoxilock, haven't you?
I've seen them once or twice.
You know, and every time I have to, you know, go start the car, you got to blow in it. And then it tells you to start it. So, you know, that's just, and I don't know if it just drains or something. It's weird. Or if in the middle of the night it just turns on. I don't know. I don't drive at nighttime because I work.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have a lot of experience with those, so I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. It's just weird that it's drained, but you should have seen when I was driving home, something was flashing on, you know, the front of, you know, where you see if it's telling you got a low tire or check engine lights on or, you know, on that screen thing, you know, by the steering wheel. And as I was turning, I think the battery was sucking that my, you know, it's, I forgot what that's called, you know, I think the steering wheel, you know, that's electrical or something too. And it kind of was jamming up a little bit. So something's wrong with the car. And I think it's the battery. But either way, I'll, you know, if I have to, I don't know if I can go to a, like, AutoZone or something and have them change the battery.
I believe AutoZone has, like, where it's free battery testing.
Oh, yeah. But I'd have to leave the car running because I don't want to turn it off. You know, then it wouldn't start again. But I don't know. What I might do also is call that AutoZone, which is down the street from here where I live, and see if they can do anything with that Intoxilock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I'll let you guys know, okay?
Okay, no problem. I'll just notate the account for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a nice day, okay?
Well, today's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thanks. It's just, I'm old. Well, it's 7:06. I'll be 57, officially, you know.
Yeah, well, happy birthday to you. And just give us a call back once you need that service, okay?
I thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a nice day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.